something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Marr. We've got a giggly Liz on the phone there. Liz Raymond from the Alternative Healing Centre in Walkinstown in Dublin. And we're talking today all about acupuncture and alternative healing, would you believe? Funnily enough, there's a clue in the name there. Liz, I've been hearing some amazing things about what you're doing there in the centre, like helping people when it comes to symptoms of perimenopause and menopause and mood swings and all kinds of things. So I had to find out more about this because I know very, very little about acupuncture, only the bits that I've seen in the movies. You know, the way you sometimes see a scene of someone getting acupuncture done. So first
the
of
horror.
All, the yeah, you see the horror ones, like in Final Destination. Do you remember that one where the guy, he had all the needles in his back and then he fell off the thing and the whole place went on fire? Anyway, look, that's not going to happen. First of all, Liz, how did you discover this and discover acupuncture? Because you came from a very, very different background, didn't you?
I did indeed. I basically worked in corporate in the electrical and lighting industry for 22 years. I'd very pressurised targets, long hours, had to travel. I suffered with migraine and the medication I'd been put on was just making me drowsy. And with high targets and obviously a lot of pressures, I had to be on top form. So I asked my GP, would he recommend I could go on a special diet or try anything that might alleviate how I was feeling, because I didn't have a life-work balance. So he basically said, yeah, look, your condition's chronic, it's genetic, can't lower your medication, perhaps try acupuncture. So to be honest, I hate needles and I was feeling quite desperate. So I decided to give it a go. I have to be honest, didn't believe it at all and it still worked. So I just noticed my energy levels improved. I was sleeping a bit better. I was handling things easier. My moods improved. I didn't believe in it and still worked. Now I'm off medication about 15 years, thanks to acupuncture. It wasn't just for that reason, I suppose, I'm so passionate about acupuncture. I also got into acupuncture for fertility reasons. I started later in life. I met my now husband later in life and just assumed I could get pregnant easily enough, as I'm from one of seven,
yeah.
But it didn't work that way. So after about a year and a half of trying, my gynecologist said to maybe look at other options like IVF and all that type of thing. It started a 9-year emotional journey. And I suppose if I'd known then what I know now, I would have done a few things different. This is why I opened the centre, to be honest, which yeah. is, I suppose, to cover everything in one-stop shop, from
okay.
diet, nutrition, yeah. psychotherapy for grief and obsession,
oh, wow.
reflexology and Reiki, and zonal facelift for stress levels and all the rest.
Yeah. Just to go back on that, I did hear about people using this acupuncture for fertility reasons. So do you mind me asking how old you were when you started getting the acupuncture, when you looked into it?
Yeah, I was 38. So now,
okay.
we don't get a lot of training in school. We just assume most of my clients come, and to be honest, they start at 35. I've just finished a postgrad in gynecology and obstetrics. So I studied all the signs to support the Western side as well as acupuncture. I just go to the root causes, but we very much complement Western medicine. So once I work on like hypothyroidism, which can prevent people getting pregnant or miscarrying, I can work on improving and managing it, increasing lining, progesterone, but I need them to check with the doctor to get bloods measured to see if it's working, how quickly. So we have the potential to help with endometriosis and polycystic ovarian syndrome and all, I suppose, PMS and menopause, because it's very much obviously women's health, because your hormones change throughout life. And that being one of them, it adjusts again. And because of my age, I'm now 48, I'm perimenopausal. So it's wonderful to be able to use myself as a case study as well.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. When you thought about doing that acupuncture at 38, was it too late at that point? Were you successful in getting pregnant?
I was successful, but unfortunately, I had a few miscarriages.
Right, okay.
I actually even naturally got pregnant thanks to acupuncture.
Right.
Why I'm so passionate, I suppose, is I'd love to help anyone not go through a bit of the sadness I went through. And I've had girls that did like 6 IVFs and now are pregnant naturally just by fixing a couple of areas. A lot of it's lack of understanding, I suppose, fertility and reproduction. I just assumed myself, 38, should be okay, haven't been on the pill, eat quite well, stress levels should be, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yet, didn't realise hypothyroidism is definitely a factor and other hormone issues. starting later in life is probably the biggest factor because the body degenerates in certain ways. Egg quality deteriorates and all that. I don't want to get too technical because people go just yawn. But,
yeah, no, I know. But it affects so many people, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and with even IVF, like myself, I assumed, okay, you know, I was able to get pregnant, took a bit of time to get boxes ticked, but predominantly because of age, I went the IVF route because of egg quality. And it just didn't work for me. And unfortunately, the facts are, the World Health facts are, IVF works for 19%. So it's not as advanced as people think it is, but it can be a miracle for certain people.
Talk to me about how it can relieve the symptoms of perimenopause and menopause, and also what those symptoms are for anyone who hasn't experienced it yet.
Okay, if you don't mind, I'll just quickly get into a little bit of the science side of it first.
Okay.
What happens is, we have like a negative feedback loop. So if we sleep well, a hormone gets released, which stimulates another hormone called the pituitary gland, which gives out, people might have heard of FSH and LH. They're hormones that get released. And basically their job is predominantly to email down to the uterus to build follicles and lining of uterus and all that type of thing. So as you get older, the progesterone and estrogen are the components that they email to build up, obviously, follicles and for the uterine lining to develop. That slows down. Estrogen is a cooling type herb. So you tend to see women having hot flushes and being oversensitive. It's because the estrogen has reduced, but the follicle stimulating hormone in the head has increased. And then if the progesterone is reduced, and that's a warmer hormone, hence the hot flushes, irritability is given off with that one. Middle-aged spread also comes because your two hormones, progesterone and estrogen, aren't as high and the other two are higher. Basically, the hormones in the head will email down to the pancreas and insulin. So you get more of a middle-aged spread type of effect. Unfortunately, it exists for that reason. So you'll get more fluid retention. I suppose the moods are the big part of it and the hot flushes. So what acupuncture does, I'm also a herbalist, so I had to study pharmacology. So I tend to balance that out. And also we've a nutritionist here. So between that and a bit of naturopathy and a bit of the herbs and whatever, it can reduce the flashes, it can improve the moods, which are huge because you could come out like you've Tourette syndrome for no reason at all, and it's all hormonal.
Frustrating. Yeah, I did do a mini series on menopause before, and we were talking about how, you know, the brain fog and everything, and you could be doing an important presentation and work, and then suddenly you're standing there and you haven't a clue what you're about to say, and it's really embarrassing in front of people, you know, because they think this one has lost the plot. She doesn't know what she's totally unprepared for that presentation. And you could be totally prepared, but you just get this brain fog.
Absolutely.
And you're irritable and you're giving out your children for no reason. And there's so much to it. So when you go for a session of acupuncture, can you talk me through exactly what happens?
Of course.
Yeah.
So acupuncture is really looking at the behavior of the body and imbalance. Okay. We say the body is energy. And the energy moves blood and muscle and all that fluid. So when someone comes for a session, and yes, some people will be nervous at the idea of needles, but they're so thin, they're like the width of a hair. I ask clients to have loose trousers because if you're working on all the body systems, because it connects to all the body systems, we call them networks or meridians, all we're literally redoing is directing this energy. So it maximizes on improving immunity and all that type of thing. So you're put in based on a thorough consultation of, and everyone's different in balances. The healthiest people could be boosted a bit more for their immunity to be stronger. But it varies based on a consultation of all the body systems and whether they've issues with digestion or headaches or sleeping or moods. You'll know where to basically direct the needles. So you put the needles in any areas from feet, legs, wrists, head, arms, according to their imbalances, to remove inflammation if it's there, which everybody has. So you put various needles in. Some you'll feel, but most you won't. I tend to sort of to relax people appropriately, put needles in that will just like reduce cortisol or relax the nervous system so they can relax and trust me. And a couple of them because the needles are quite diagnostic to their imbalances, so they basically feedback what they've already said.
So how many needles would you be talking about, Liz? Would you be talking about quite a few?
It could be. I'd say the average is about 15. It depends, yeah.
And do they mark? Do they leave a mark on you?
Very rarely would they leave a mark, but they can because you're still invading the skin. We say if someone's spleen tree deficient, they could bruise easier. If somebody's on blood thinners, if somebody has a blood clotting disorder, it's possible because you're still piercing the skin. But very rarely do you get bruises. But yeah, okay. You can, yeah.
Is there anyone, Liz, that it wouldn't be suitable for, that you'd say absolutely no, no way?
Not really, to be honest with you. It's more the fear element. But anybody that comes here, I would be very respectful and gently take it one needle at a time. And usually you build up trust that way. We had a girl, we still have her coming to us, a beautiful lady that has cancer and has gone through the wards. And in the hospital at the time, they'd recommended for stress and to remove inflammation, she consider acupuncture. She didn't have a great experience. She came to me predominantly for some reflexology, but knowing acupuncture can do more to reduce inflammation, strengthen or modulate the immunity for going through cancer. I asked, would she be open slowly but surely? And she just gets acupuncture now and some herbs again to help with modulating immunity, to get her through things stronger and to afford her to be strong enough to get more chemotherapy. So predominantly it's down to communication, building up trust. Some people it's not for. Some people just won't get it, just won't try it. I'll be honest with you, I haven't got the best veins. I tried giving blood several times and I was told it wasn't for me nicely. I was terrified of acupuncture, but it just changed my life. Okay. And it's not like I thought. You're guaranteed it will modulate or strengthen your immunity, especially during times like now. We've had a lot of people with long COVID in, exhaustion, can't sleep, depression. And between acupuncture and herbs, there haven't been one person we haven't helped deal with it better.
Yeah, yeah.
So the one lesson we're getting right now is look after yourself. You know, prevention rather than cure is the key.
Liz, we're a little bit against the clock today, but I'm definitely going to have you back on the show because there's so much more to talk about when it comes to this and also all the other treatments that you do, the cupping, and I've loads of questions still to ask you. But just finally, how many sessions would somebody need to go, or does it really depend on what they're going for?
For any modality, from physio to reflexology to Reiki, you need to really build up the system. So recommended to consider 6 or more, with 6 tend to bring the body back to optimum health if you're relatively healthy anyway. It depends on how long a condition is there for, but 6 would be a really good gauge for definitely feeling somewhat better, all right, more relaxed and energised.
Okay, Liz, we're going to have you back. Definitely, I'm going to give you a shout in a couple of weeks. You'd be sick of me ringing you now because there's so much to talk about.
Fantastic.
But if anyone is interested in looking into this, Liz will look after you if you give them a buzz there at the Alternative Healing Centre there in Walkinstown in Dublin. And if you mention Classic Hits, she'll give you a discount, won't you, Liz?
Absolutely. 10% off all the standard prices.
There you go.
And the number, if I may say, 089-488-3261. Thank you so much, Trina.
We'll stick that up on our website with the podcast as well. So if anybody wants to have a look after the show today, all the info will be there for you to get as well. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.